Hello everyone and welcome back to Fish in the Bowl. I'm your host Chameleon and today we're going to talk about Captain Marvel. Spoilers alert if you have not seen it yet. Big spoilers alert. It was a great movie. Straight up great movie. The little cat, the octopus or whatever cat it was called, was so funny. Having what's his face back? Coulson. I knew that. I'm back. It's good to see him, actually. Kind of like how he first started out. Nick Fury before he lost his eyeball. And the storyline, it was really good. Like, she's not just supposed to be... Like, it's not just because she's a woman superhero, but just because she is supposed to be the greatest superhero ever. Like, the best. She's supposed to destroy Thanos, and he is going to get his butt kicked, especially with her powers, so, yeah. Also, question, you like Virus or Danvers? That's the true question. Danvers all the way for me. 100% Danvers. Yes. And we'll come back to that, but first, the Rubik's Cube. How frustrating has it been? Very, very, very frustrating. But I have solved it. I know what to do. So, it's actually quite interesting. But back to Captain Marvel, sorry. A little off track there. To be honest, there's no words to explain how great it was. It was amazing. I can't even explain it. Or Captain Marvel. I don't know. It was really good. Like, really, really good. Okay. Amazingly good. I have no words to explain it. Yeah, she in the beginning became like this super cool, she's just a normal human, and then there's this core accelerator that exploded on her and she became Captain Marvel, and who's now part Kree because they took her and made her Kree. And it sounds like the Kree are actually the good people in the beginning, and in the end, they're just the bad guys. Like, they are like an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Seen that one, it's great. If you're a Marvel fan, of course you've seen it. It's, again, no words to explain how great it was. My new all-time favorite movie. If you have not seen it yet, which I suggest you do 100%. Even if you have, go see it again. It's amazing. Yeah. And in the end, the Tesseract. I totally forgot about that part until I got the cat spinning up. That was great. The Tesseract was in it, and that's how we know how the Tesseract got to Earth. And I liked how the setting was, like 1990s or whatever time it was. It was really good. Great movie. Alright, so tune in next time, which hopefully will be really soon. We'll see you next one. Goodbye!